We are about to start Siman Shin Chav Vav, and we'll be doing the first four Si'ifim. Shin Chav Vav is dealing primarily with the Issa Rechitza on Shabbos. Chazal asked bathing in warm water on Shabbos because of the chash that you're going to heat up the water on Shabbos. So, also Lirchotz Kol Gufo, Afilu Kol Eiver Ve'Eiver Levad. You can't wash your entire body, even if you're doing it one limited time. Afilu B'mayim Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos, even though you heated up the water before Shabbos. Whether it was in a keli or it's sitting connected to the ground, like in a bath. You can't even rinse yourself. You can wash your hands, face, and feet. Or any other aver, as long as it's not your whole body. So the halach is you cannot wash your whole body in water that was warmed up before Shabbos. Vahani mili b'chalei ha'ur, that is only in water that was heated up by the fire. Ava b'chamei tver yom mutar lirchotz afilu kol gufo, yachad, ve'in tzorech lomer b'tzonrinin. V'hod eshari b'chamei tver yadavka b'karka, ava b'kli lo da'osi l'chlufei b'chamei ha'ur. It's only in chamei tver that they were in gozer, and that's only in a place where it's clear it's chamei tver, that means it's in the spring themselves. But if it's not at the springs and it's somewhere else, then there is a gzeira. Shabura points out that if chamei tferi are only used for refuah, then there would be a problem. Now, based on this, the Mishnah Berurah says a mikvah is not supposed to be hot. It should only be lukewarm. He doesn't give the exact temperature, but it's supposed to be lukewarm. In the case of a woman who wants to be mafsik betara and has to clean herself, so she should be using water that was heated up before Shabbos, and she should make sure she's washing herself by hand and not use a cloth because of the chash of libun or schita. Now, if water was warmed up on Shabbos itself, then you can't use them altogether. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah already mentions here that there's a minig of not even washing at the river in cold water. We'll get to that later. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that Chazal did not make the gzera of merchatzos on Shabbos for the sake of a chola. Siv Beis, yes, there are those who say that you can only use made ferry in if it's open air. But if it has a ceiling, it's aser mishum dasil dezeya, because then you're going to end up sweating there. It's a shaila if you're allowed to go and use it as a steam room, as a steam bath, a chamit feria. Some are mater and others aser, as the gzera. And lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says you could be mekel. Siv gimel. Now this is the maisa that we find in the Mishnah that the Anshei Tveria did. Amas hamayim shiichamo. You have a hot bath of water. Oser lahamshich letocha afilu me'erev Shabbos. You cannot have going through it regularly, even from Erev Shabbos. Silon pirish sinar merza v'zilon dover echadheim. A pipe, shotzonin of cold water. Upia silon yotze chutz la'amo. And the water, the whole of it goes into a bath outside this hot water. Umeimav nishpachim leuka, and the water is filling up that bath. Shebekarka. Timhim shichu asurim, afilu amayim shnitnus olam erev Shabbos perachitza. Uvishtia kilohuchmu b'Shabbos. Maybe silon shalmayim erev yontif b'yontif, kechamin shuchmu b'yontif asurim rechitza umutar mishtia. The case is that you took a pipe, you plugged it at the end of it, filled it with cold water. It's warming up on Shabbos, and then you're going to open it and let this cold water that got heated up, let that come and fill a bathtub. So the halach is it's asur. The reason it's asur is because it's derech hatman. It's like hatman in a most of hevel, and that's asur. Whereas if erev Shabbos you did this and you filled up the hot water, what you did is you unplugged it and it was going through it already from erev Shabbos and filling up that hot bath from before Shabbos. That's mutter. Because the hot bath was filled up before Shabbos. It would have to be that you plugged it so that all of Shabbos it was warming up, and there it gets a din of hatmona be'ena mosif hevel. Also, if the hot water and cold water are mixing, then there is no iser, where there's no iser of bishul. Siv dalet. Lo yishtatif adam betzonin kol gufo, v'yischamim kenegen hamedura. A person should not wash himself in cold water and then warm himself up near the fireplace. We're talking about where the water is just going to get lukewarm. It's still aser. It's as if he washed in hot water. But if your body got heated up by the fireplace, you can go and wash it with cold water. So la halacha You cannot go in and stand near a fireplace when you're wet. Now here we're talking about where the water will not get yad soledes. If the water would get yad soledes, then there would be an isra of bishul. Here we're talking about where it's just going to get warm. Nevertheless, it's also because of the gzeira of merchatz.